Hey, I guess this is an obvious question, but obviously Kevin Cobb's in a real similar position than the one you were in 2008 after Brett left. What was the biggest challenge of following a guy who had that kind of legacy, and how did you approach that as a young kid, as a young quarterback?
Well, I think that, you know, the transition is always a difficult period, but I think, you know, for me, I'm a full-time guy, so it started, you know, March 15th of 08 when I, you know, took over as the starting quarterback, and just letting those guys get to know me, my leadership style, the way I, you know, went about my business. I mean, they'd known me for 3 years already and seen my work ethic and seen that I was a full-year guy and I put the time in and studied and prepared. And when I got my, you know, my chance the previous year, I played pretty well. So I think, you know, the changeover was pretty easy for us because, you know, I was visible every day and they got to see my personality. And you know, we hung out together and got to know each other and really got a good team chemistry going. And those guys were deep in my corner from the start.
What kind of advice did you give Kevin? I understand you did have a conversation with him the other day.
Well, I'm going to keep anything I said, you know, really between Kevin and I, because I think it's, you know, it's better that way. But, you know, I've been a big fan of his because of the way he's handled himself. I think he's done a nice job. You know, it's never an easy situation, but I think he's, you know, he's a very talented guy, big, strong arm and athletic. And I'm, you know, excited for his opportunity. I know the kind of feelings that he's got to be feeling this week. And although he has started two games, you know, this is really his first chance as the guy. And I know he's really looking forward to it. And yeah, definitely he's done it the right way. And I think, you know, his teammates, you know, and the fans, you can't help but respect somebody who, you know, keeps their mouth shut and works hard and you know, is given an opportunity that, you know, that they're ready for. So I'm excited for Kevin.
So you didn't give him any inside info on Green Bay's defensive scheme?
Oh, yeah, I told him everything.
You didn't have the advantage Kevin does of a guy who was in that position that he could look to, hey, this guy did it. Did that change things? I mean, did you have someone you could use for that as a role model?
Well, I did reach out to, you know, I have different guys who I speak to, either former or current quarterbacks in the league. And thankfully, you know, Steve Young was a guy I definitely wanted to reach out to and talk about how the transition was, you know, in San Francisco. You know, every situation is a little different. You know, he was playing while Joe was still on the roster and you know, had been injured, and Steve was a had led the league in passer rating and Pro Bowl, and you know, really been playing well. You know, was Joe still on the roster? So every situation is different, but you know, Steve is definitely a great person to talk to, and you know, but I think it's important to really keep in contact with you know, guys who play the game, and you know, you can always gain bits of information that can help you with your career, both, you know, on the field, but, you know, also in the media, dealing with the media and off the field issues as well.
Aaron, what do you see in the Eagles defense, particularly they have a couple of rookie starters?
Well, you know, their rookies are playing very well in the preseason. You know, I know that defenses don't like to show a whole lot in the preseason, but, you know, I think, you know, both Graham and Allen are playing very well, and they seem to be picking up, you know, what Coach McDermott is trying to do on that side of the ball. And they go along with, you know, a very talented group. You know, the other nine guys, there's a lot of experience in that group. You look at the secondary with, you know, Asante and Ellis Hobbs, and Quinton, who's been playing there for a while. It's a very talented group, you know, covering receivers. And up front, you know, you got a very tough front four, including Graham, who, you know, is really moving well, a big, strong kid from Michigan. You know, he's doing a really nice job. And Mike Patterson, who I played against for a number of years in college, and then you know, we've played against the Eagles. I think this will be our fourth or fifth time. So in my 6 years, I think fourth time. But they're a very talented group. And adding Ernie Sims to the mix, who we saw in Detroit, a very active, quick twitch guy who's doing some good things. And they're a very talented defense, and their scheme, you know, really gives you some difficulties in trying to figure out who's coming and stuff.
This is a unit that's different than the defensive side of the ball. This is a team. A unit that's different than the one that finished last year against Dallas. I think they gave up 54 points in the last two games, and there's five new starters. Do you expect to see something completely different than that? And do you expect to see a team that's kind of more familiar with the more like the ones that were probably maybe they had under Jim Johnson?
Well, I don't know. you know, it's you know, similar style of defense. I think Coach McDermott, you know, definitely has a lot of the qualities that, that Coach Johnson has as far as the way he likes to call defenses and stuff. But, you know, he's made that scheme his own and put his own stamp on it. And I definitely, you know, I think in the first week you always expect to see, you know, a number of unscouted looks you haven't seen yet in the preseason. And with, you know, five new starters, I'm sure there'll be some different wrinkles that they're going to try and put in to take away what we do well. But, you know, it's just going to be important for us to protect. That's where it starts for us. Protect myself and myself, you know, be good at the protection adjustments and get us in good situations. And it'll be a hostile environment in Philadelphia. You know, I haven't played there a couple times already. I can't help but respect those fans over there. They're very smart. They know when to cheer. You know, they're very loud on third downs and in the red zone. So it's going to be a difficult situation playing not only against – you know, a very hostile crowd, but a great defense as well.
Aaron, as a young guy, your first year late in the season, I think you guys lost four or five straight games, and you were playing well numbers-wise, but it had to be a tough deal for a young guy, a first-year starter. How did you get through that? How did you kind of stay strong and stay positive through all that?
Well, I think the one thing I've really learned as far as off the field in the last 5 years is you need to surround yourself with good people. I think, you know, we've seen some instances where that, you know, if that's not the case, there's some issues both, you know, on the field and off the field. And thankfully, I've got a great group of friends and family who will, you know, help me keep perspective on things and allow me to vent at times if I need to do that. So I think it's important to surround yourself with people who, you know, one, tell you how it is, but also two, allow you to vent and express your feelings and are going to tell you, you know, what they think about situations. So, that was important for me, going to those people and being able to talk to them about my frustrations and the places where I felt like I needed to improve.
What was the biggest challenge for you that first year? I mean, you sat and waited your turn just like Kevin did here, but it's a little different once you get into the games. What kind of challenges did you experience that year that he should expect this year?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you're the starter for an extended amount of time, there's going to be a lot of looks that you haven't seen before. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, regardless of the time you spend in practice or in games or preseason, I think as a rookie starter or the first-time starter, you know, defensive coordinators, I think, take a little extra time in their preparation trying to figure out things to, you know, looks that the quarterback maybe hasn't seen yet. So, you know, that's the biggest thing. It does take a while to finally feel, you know, real, real comfortable and where the game is completely slowing down for you, you know, with the kind of different looks that you've seen.
Did you feel like you saw more blitzes your first year starting as opposed to the second?
Well, I don't know. I think there's, you know, it's not just a one-year thing. You know, I don't know. I can't say I've, you know, totally established myself yet, but I think there comes a time where, you know, they're going to throw everything at you. I don't know if it's your first 5 starts, 10 starts, 20 starts, or whatnot. But you know, I think defensive coaches want to see how you respond to different ways of trying to play you, playing you, dropping 8 or bringing 8 or the number of different things they can do. So it just I can't say if there's more or less in my first year, second year, but you know, it just depends on the coordinator and what kind of stuff they're trying to do to stop you.
You ran around a lot last year. Do you feel like the your O-line troubles have been solidified?
Well, I feel like, you know, bringing Mark Tauscher back was a big thing for us last year, and the consistent play that he showed was important. I think we've added some good depth to our offensive line, drafting Brian Bulaga, who's really showed us a lot in training camp and done a nice job for us. Having Jason Spitz back and healthy, who can swing at center and guard, is very important for us. And you know, TJ Lang is going to be a guy who at some point is going to have to play for us. But I like our starting five. I really do. I think Chad and Mark at the tackles have played a high level for a long time. And Scotty Wells had a great season last year. Josh Sitton, maybe our most underrated player. And then at right guard, and then Derek College is maybe our most overlooked offensive lineman, who, you know, has been consistent for us in over 60 starts. So I like those guys up front. I like, you know, the way we did things in the preseason. Keeping me clean is always nice, and lowering the number of big hits on me makes you feel a lot better, you know, the couple of days after the game. So hopefully we'll be able to keep that trend going.
How do you guys handle the expectations? I mean, do you guys pay attention to the people that are picking you to go to the Super Bowl and that kind of stuff?
Well, I think a lot of that stuff is really stuff to talk about in the preseason and kind of deal with and move on. Once you get in the regular season, you know, you can't really see that light that's way down there at the end of the tunnel. That's your, you know, your the ultimate goal that everybody starts the training camp with. You know, once you get into the grind of 17 weeks, you're just focused on the opponent in front of you, and that's Philadelphia.
Aaron, I kind of noticed, like, in the beginning, you said that you remember the date when, you know, you became the everyday guy. And obviously, Kevin probably remember the date, too, because, you know, that was the day Domin got traded. Do you remember that date just because it was such a long time coming, do you think?
Well, I just kind of threw out a number because we usually start either March 15th, 16th, 17th, or so. I'm not sure if that was the correct day or not. I just know that our first day of off-season program is usually in that little window there. Sorry.
Can we go with March 15th then?
Yeah, go for it if you want. Yeah, maybe say 16 because it's kind of in the middle of 15, 17, so that might
be. The Ides of March.
But did it seem like a long time coming, I guess, you know, from, you know, up until that point, you know, when you finally got your chance and you knew you were going to be the guy?
Well, you know, I think the toughest mental change for you is to go from being, you know, a big-time contributor to a team like, you know, like we all are in college, to trying to figure out what your role is once you're not the guy. So the most difficult, I think, transition period for me was the first year and just trying to figure out how I can contribute to the team. And then, you know, settle in is not the right word, but I think you start to enjoy the backup role more and find ways to contribute on the scout team and little tidbits you can give the starter. And you make that, those practices, your game experiences. You make, you amp up your preparation. You look forward to the day, but I think you have to be content with where you're at before you can move forward in a positive fashion. And that's kind of what I did. By the time I got to my third year, I really felt like I was seeing the game better and was going to be able to play better than I had my first 2 years when I got little glimpses of playing time. And then that year I started to get the itch, like, you know, I hope this comes, you know, in the next couple of years, because I feel like I'm in a place where I can play and play effectively.
Hey, did you overlap with Deshaun at Cal at all?
I did not. No, I did maybe help out a little bit in the recruiting process. I did also apologize to him because I think I told him I was coming back for my senior year, and then he committed. Not that that was the reason he committed, but he committed, and I ended up leaving. So,
while you were waiting for your turn to get on the field full time, how long did it take for you to, once you got out there, feel like, you know what, I really do have what it takes, and I belong, and this is going to happen, rather than while you're waiting and maybe some hypotheticals, like how would it go if I got out there?
Well, I think it takes the reps. It takes playing well. I think one of the most important things is one to be an every down guy. You know, you're going to deal with injuries and get hit more than you have in a number of years, and it's more painful on Monday and Tuesday, but it's important to play every snap, and it's important to be consistent. You know, you're gonna get the young guys to get on your side and follow your leadership and be on board with what you're saying. But, you know, the older guys want to see somebody who's playing at a high level, who's being consistent, and who's allowing their leadership, you know, to just be natural. So I feel like, you know, it was important for me to play, you know, even though I dealt with a pretty good injury my first year starting with a shoulder injury. But it was important for me to play, but also be consistent so I could get those older guys to really, believe in me and have my back.
Aaron, you mentioned Brandon Graham, and he's an excitable type. Said that I can't wait to get into the backfield, sack you, and whisper in your ear. What's your reaction to that?
What's he going to whisper in my ear is my reaction.
He said he's going to whisper sack.
Is he? You know what? I enjoy the banter back and forth. Always have. I enjoy going in a hostile environment. I think that really just adds energy and electricity to the game. And Brandon's a very good player. I think he's going to be a good player for a long time. And I'm hopeful we'll be able to keep him off me and out of my ear.
Good enough. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.